Regal Considerations, by André Pete. May the 1st, 2012. Starting today, April the 30th, 2013, the Netherlands, for the first time since 1890, have again a male king. This is a huge event that already for months has been very much in the news. The monarchy may hardly be any more than a ceremonial phenomenon, it may, nevertheless, enjoy a high degree of popularity. Traditionally, a king is someone who leads the way. The king is the first. A leader par excellence. Someone who directs and in times of trouble and division, who makes the difficult decisions. In a democracy, however, such leaders are incompatible and the concept of kingship cannot be harmonized with it, either. Leadership in a democracy is, by definition, dependent on popular favor. If a leader desires to maintain himself, as such, he must be willing to adapt himself to that reality. Partly on account of this, democratic leadership is surrounded by an aura of unreliability. Everyone knows this, and it is considered being normal. Politics is naturally elastic. One thing Scripture reveals to be absolutely certain is that the future belongs to a real king. He will be the King of Kings. Not democratically elected, but a king who was appointed by God, when he was anointed with the Spirit from on high and rose from the grave. From the heavenly sanctuary, where he resides since his ascension, he is king-priest. He will soon appear and then subject to himself Israel and all the other nations of the world. Yes, you read it correctly, subject, dominate. He will not run for election, nor ask for approval through referendums. No, his authority comes from above. A dictator, you say? Not at all. Dictators allow people, with the greatest of ease, to die for them, but this king has proven himself by dying for others. Like a good shepherd who put his life on the line for the sheep. This king will not rule democratically, by a majority vote, nor dictatorially, in accord with his own thoughts, but according to the standard of righteousness, that is written, black on white. No compromising politician, but a king who resolutely decides, for the good of all. Not someone who merely cuts ribbons, but one who will cut the Gordian knot. The waiting is on him to arrive. Until then, we consider ourselves very happy to live in a country where we may freely bear witness of this coming king. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.